second point I'd like to come on to is that back in November, we never released it, but I interviewed a director of one of the major Swiss refiners, and he was very interesting on the subject. They are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to supply gold to China. And that gold, a lot of that gold is coming from the UK. So that again, I mean, we don't have a gold mine in the UK, nothing that produces more than a few hundred ounces, perhaps, but certainly not tons and tons and tons. And the other thing that's interesting is that this guy told me that they're getting a lot of bars which are battered and dusty and with a lower purity. So instead of it being, say, 9995, they're going down to sort of 99, and these are sort of barely acceptable in the market. And that's a problem because it costs more to refine something with that level of impurity in it. So it was interesting. I mean, that suggests that vaults are becoming empty. Now, I interviewed him, as I said, back in November, and that's, what, 4 or 5 months ago now. And yet there is still supply going out to China and elsewhere. And that level of supply, I mean, it can't continue forever. And there will come a time, and I think the vaults are getting pretty empty, where that supply really dries up. And I think that's roughly where we are on the central bank situation at the moment.
Yes, and I've been really spending a lot of time on that just even this week. It is... See, Alistair, I don't know if you may recall, I first wrote about this movement from west to east back in the summer of almost 2 years ago, summer of 2012. Andrew McGuire had told me that these Swiss refiners were backlogged and they were all recasting London gold into official Chinese 1 kilo bars. That now, it took about 18 months, but that became generally accepted as being true, as you just were discussing now. This extension of the story of the empty vaults has now been around for about 6 months. The video I've linked a few times this week is of this gentleman, Ken Hoffman from Bloomberg Industry, saying right out front on a Bloomberg broadcast that the vaults are empty. And if Western demand were ever to reemerge, from where would the gold come?
If I just keep you just a moment longer.
Sure.
It all started after the Cyprus debacle, which was, I think, end of February last year.
Right.
Shortly after that, everybody then understood that bail-in was going to be the way forward. It was the topic, and everybody knew that this was now going to happen throughout the Eurozone. So, you know, people who had large deposits in Eurozone banks were very worried about those deposits. And not only were they worried about money deposits, but if you had an unallocated or an allocated account with a bullion bank, what is the status of that deposit? Mm-hmm. And so, they started withdrawing their gold from their unallocated accounts. And you may recall that ABN AMRO and Rabobank, the two big Dutch banks, suspended deliveries of gold against their unallocated accounts and insisted on cash instead. And I think that was an indication that there was actually quite a strain as a result of that Cyprus mess. The policy then was quite simple. The central banks decided they had to take all the bullishness out of the market. And they did that in a coordinated fashion. I mean, people I know in London were told well in advance there's going to be a huge great bear raid on the gold price. Now, the reason that you tell someone that is to stop them from buying gold. Yeah. And make the raid more successful. I mean, it was telegraphed at least 2 weeks in advance. And, they then drove the price down with just massive, massive selling in the futures markets. Of course, they had to supply the physical bullion to keep the price down thereafter. And once they set off, the thought was, well, if we can unlock the ETF gold, that's going to deal, that's job done. But they actually just completely miscalculated the thing. They didn't understand the degree of demand that they unleashed by lowering the price a couple of hundred dollars. I mean, it was just out of sight as far as the central banks were concerned. And they got that horribly wrong. And that was why 2013, I think, is such a remarkable year.
in the beginning of the end, really, of
Yeah,
the
well, actually, the beginning of the end, I think the beginning was actually quite a long time
Well,
ago.
that's
And,
true, yes.
if we go back to sort of 98 to 2000, I think it was Frank Fenollosa reckoned that somewhere between 10 and 15,000 tons of central bank gold, monetary gold, was out on lease then.
Yeah.
So, that was hardly, I mean, with the bull market since then, I mean, that can't have been retrieved. If
Right.
anything, I would have thought is extended. And
Right.
then in 2013, they really hit the market. So I asked myself the question, how much have they got left? I mean, it's, again, our refiners, I can believe what they tell me that, the gold basically that they're seeing now is old, battered, and dusty, and obviously been sitting at the bottom of the pile at the back of the vault. In other words, the vault's now empty.